The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is an interesting story. President Trump?
Well, you know, we talked about this some time back when that he thought he might want to do this, and now he's done it. He wants to create a new space force. It would be the sixth, military branch of the United States, which is a pretty interesting thing to do. He said he's directing the Defense Department to do it, to establish a space force as the sixth branch. It would be overseen by General Joseph Dunford, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He says the essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers. Which I find to be an interesting
amazing
thing. Well, yeah, I mean, he says...
He comes up with ideas, Trump, doesn't he? I mean, it's just amazing. The bloke just... I think he'll walk in the next presidential election. Absolute walk in. Now, China, this is interesting. Talking a bit tough here.
Well, this is from Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of State. He said China is an economics predator. He said it's Story Economics 101.
Yep.
Into the Detroit Economics.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said China's recent claims of openness and globalization is just a joke. He said they're predatory economic government. He said they're long overdue for being sold.
Yeah, they've got all our beef farms, dairy farms, avocado farms, water, gas, ports, the whole deal. And we just say, oh, in you come, own the lot. That's it, being an economic predator. He's good on him, Mike Pompeo. Now, what about video gaming?
Well, this I thought was interesting because the World Health Organization said that compulsive video gaming could be a mental health issue. The American Psychiatric Association, not yet ready to sign on to that, but they do say... some of the things we've seen, some of the studies that have been done in other countries and around the world show that certain pathways in the brain are triggered in the same direct and intense way that a drug addict's brain is affected
It's a good point. Compulsive video gaming. Is it a mental illness? Well done, Harley.